VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday a, quote, chain of tragic circumstances is responsible for a Syrian missile attack that caused a Russian military reconnaissance plane to crash into the Mediterranean Sea late Monday. Putin said, when people die, especially under such tragic circumstances, it is always a calamity for all of us, for the country, and for those closest to our fallen comrades. Putin's comments came several hours after Russia's defense ministry said hostile actions by Israeli fighter jet pilots led to Syrian air defense systems shooting down the plane. Putin did not criticize Israel, but said he supported his defense ministry's statement. A missile brought down the Russian plane, killing 15 people. The Israeli military blamed the militant Hezbollah group and Iran for shooting down the plane. President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to declassify documents related to the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Information to be made public includes FBI surveillance warrants of a former Trump campaign advisor and FBI interviews with a high-ranking official at the U.S. Department of Justice. China is promising to retaliate against the United States and warned of uncertainty in trade talks after President Trump targeted another $200 billion in Chinese imports with tariffs. The Chinese Foreign Ministry did not say when China would respond, but it said the protectionist and unilateral measures taken by the U.S. side are very unacceptable to us. The new import duties imposed by the administration begin next week. This is VOA News. The storm system that struck southeastern American states over the weekend is now soaking parts of the Northeast with heavy rain. And still, about 1,100 roads in North Carolina remain impassable. At least 32 deaths are blamed on the storm, the majority in North Carolina. The UN Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on Myanmar says Myanmar's top military command should be prosecuted for genocide against the Rohingya people in Rakhine State. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Members of the fact-finding mission have drawn up a list of senior military commanders who they say must be investigated and prosecuted for genocidal acts. The eruption of violence in August 2017 triggered a mass exodus of 750,000 Rohingya refugees to Bangladesh.
And on Tuesday, the chief prosecutor of The Hague's International Criminal Court announced she would launch an investigation into the allegedly forced deportation of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims from Bangladesh to Myanmar. In the written statement, Fatou Bensouda said she will investigate the forced displacement of the Rohingya people, including deprivation of fundamental rights. Thousands of parents are withdrawing their children from schools in the English-speaking regions of Cameroon after armed men attacked and wounded dozens of people in the schools. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzuka has this report from the southwestern part of the country.
At least 70 schools have been torched since crisis began in Cameroon English-speaking regions in 2016, when teachers and lawyers protested the overbearing use of the French language in the bilingual country. Separatists took over and requested the creation of an English-speaking state, and the government declared war on them. At least 300 people, including 130 soldiers and the police, have been killed.
South Africa's top court has legalized the use of marijuana for private personal use. The South African Constitutional Court announced its unanimous judgment on Tuesday. A lower court had decriminalized the use of cannabis by adults in their homes. The ruling was opposed by several government agencies, including the Health and Justice Ministries, which said the drug has harmful effects. The court ordered Parliament to write new laws to reflect its ruling, which also allows people to grow cannabis for personal use. Top story of the hour, the Russian Defense Ministry says, quote, hostile actions by Israeli fighter jets led to Syrian air defense systems shooting down a Russian military reconnaissance plane. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.